This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, brought to you by our good friends at the Innovative Companies, innovatedcompanies.com. Learn more about all three arms underneath that wonderful umbrella. Welcome to the lineupmedia.fm studios, brought to you by Patios now, of course. Happy to have everybody be a part of the show as we move forward. The sky is falling. Holy cow. The Cardinals lost their first two games. Everybody's losing their minds. It was so hard to not make some comments on Twitter. But I found the strength to keep my feelings about certain people inside and certain thoughts. Hey, listen, do I want to lose? No. But I'm certainly not going to start making rushes to judgment and assumptions based off of a couple games. I just find it odd. As the man, as Kramer may say in Seinfeld, I find it capricious and arbitrary, even though it has nothing to do with it. So, anyway, interesting times here to be a Cardinal fan. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. I want to thank everybody that joined us on Thursday for the live edition, as we did Facebook Live, did the show Facebook Live. Man, I got to tell you, that was awesome. We had thousands and thousands of people be a part of that. It was just tremendous. We enjoyed it so much. I think we're going to try to do it for some day games. We'll schedule it in advance. A lot of people asked us if we'd do it again and really enjoyed it. So again, I could see us maybe doing some road games.
Day games.
Oh, Steve-O's with us now. Welcome, Steve. Really excited about it. And again, we want to thank everybody for being a part of it. We've got some exciting things coming up for all you guys as fans. I want to tell you a little bit about the stuff that we're going to have going at Patios. We are going to be live from Patios, and again, what you'll hear from, you know, we're coming to you live from the Patio Studios now, as they have become a part of our show. And the reason we did that was because we'll either be here in the Patio Studios or we'll be at Patios, and we're scheduled to be at Patios this Saturday at 11 a.m., so we'll be there from 11 to 12. Happy to be bringing you the show then. And then we'll be there on Friday. I believe it's the 21st, maybe. Steve-O, can you help me there?
I think you said the 20th.
The 20th?
Yep.
And then is it the 27th, or is it 2 weeks later that we're there again?
I believe you said May 4th, right?
Yeah.
May 4th.
Okay, so we're there. Basically, it's this. Because it's home opening weekend, we don't have a Friday show, a Friday live show. But our good friend Benji Molina does the weekend's Spanish radio broadcast. So he comes in on Thursday nights. He will be there with us on Fridays for home series. Okay, so those two Fridays, which I think they might play Philadelphia, and then I think it's the Cubs.
The Cubs.
So the cool thing is this, and this is what was really awesome about it. We're going to give people an opportunity to win things by coming on out and being a part of the show. Number one, you may win the opportunity to come up and sit down with us, talk baseball with Benji and the group, be on the show. But we will have compliments of Benji Molina and his brother and everybody at m4byyachty.com. We will have some autographed Yachty or Molina items to auction off, but you're going to have to be present to win. The cool thing is all you have to do is show up and you get in the main drawing, which at the end of our 1 month run with patios to see how it goes, we're going to be giving away four green seats to a Cardinal baseball game, and I think everybody knows what that entails. So lots of great prizes to give away by coming on out and supporting us. So we know it's a Friday, but who the heck wants to work on Friday when there's a night game? So come on by. I would anticipate this Saturday, since it's a day game, it being very busy, but we do want to encourage everybody to stop by, say hi. Again, we'll just be talking baseball. You may have the opportunity. We may just pull you right up there. Come on up, join the show, tell us what you're thinking about Cardinal baseball, what you're thinking. You can ask Benji some questions and really just have some fun with it. And again, I would like to try to win some Yadier Molina autographed stuff. That'd be fun. So the green seats would be nice as well. So again, we're happy to have everybody be a part of the show. And as far as patios goes, we want to thank those guys for their new support of the show. And we hope that they're encouraged by what we do for them as well. And we can continue the relationship throughout the year, because I think Fridays at patios would be a great thing. So again, thanks to everybody for making that happen, and especially the fans of the show and all of our social media outlets. Speaking of that, I want to welcome into the show. I'm not gonna say he's an intern. That wouldn't be right. He might be. Maybe
if you have an intern, he needs a cool nickname. If you use that term sprint turn, I might choke you out.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm tired of that commercial.
But I'm not
going to.
We'll let him decide. What I want to, number one, you guys have heard us talk about Arch City Sports, which is now Arch City Media. They've played a very large role in helping us grow. And I'm going to get into something with this in a minute that I got to ask. But, Mick Light has been nothing but a friend to us in the show. I met him through the Blues show from Jamie Rivers. He's friends with Jamie. He did a lot for the Blues show for us, and then he's jumped on the Two Birds on a Bat bandwagon as far as sharing it, posting it, things like that. And he has some writers that work for him, and one of the writers reached out to us, and we were happy to have him kind of jump in, give his thoughts. But really, more than anything, kind of cover what we're doing, talk a little bit about the Cardinals, and allow him the opportunity to expand his base. And that is newest to the show, our good friend Josh Potter. Welcome to the show.
Hey. How we doing, guys? Thanks for having me on. I'm fine with just guest speaker.
You don't like intern guest. Josh?
You know, I get that enough at Scott Trade. I work down there as a guest service intern, so I've been called Josh.
You've been
intern,
called worst?
Intern Josh, you know, whatever you want to call me.
How about Joshua? No?
Only my mother calls me Joshua.
Yeah, okay, then we won't do that.
Trouble,
we'll come up with something. J-Bone.
Hey.
Something. Well, listen, here, at the end of the day, I know you're a sports nut, but your passion is Cardinals baseball.
Absolutely.
Through talking to Mick and wanting to kind of say thank you to you guys, we had offered the opportunity to have a seat at the table when we do these shows at patios. We invited you in today because you want to learn more about the show, learn more about us and kind of how we do it. I know that you have some plans to do some writing about maybe Benji, the Molina family, things like that. Just all things that if we can help you with, that'd be great. We thank you for what you're doing and your coverage of our show as we move forward. And again, you're always welcome here to sit in and really take it to whatever level. It's kind of how I explained it to him. You can do whatever you want to do as long as you paint Steve in a tremendous light. That would be great, I'm sure, in Steve's.
Well, the light he's going to have to need a thin paintbrush, because here's the deal. We got BMO coming in a couple of days. My wife put me on a 3-day juicing cleanse.
Yes,
and
you
not
need
the,
it.
Like the HGH juice that I really wanted, but
all right.
Whatever
well,
this stuff is.
Well,
so.
Here's the deal. We got to talk about some Cardinal baseball here. We've had three games. We lost two of them. The sky was falling. Come back yesterday, win a baseball game. Lo and behold, we won a game. I can't believe we didn't go 0-162. But it's time to talk some Cardinal baseball with everybody's favorite, the one, the only, Benji Molina on the M4byYachty.com hotline. What's up, BMO?
What's going on, guys? Excited to be back in the show. There's a lot of things that we need to talk about our Cardinals. I'm excited.
Well,
the right guy started hitting, so here we go.
Well, luckily for us, luckily for everybody involved, they're still on the road, and they'll get to play in the comfy confines of a covered stadium the next few days, because if you can imagine this, my friend, I had about an inch or two of snow on the ground here last night. I cannot believe this weather. This is nutty.
I did not want to hear that right now.
No, you did not.
I did not want to hear that. 75 weather right now. It's going to be 90 or 80 Man, I don't want to hear that snow right now. Once I land on Wednesday, it'll be really chilly, man.
Well, you mentioned that a couple of bats had picked up, heated up a little bit in the Cardinals' first win of the season. One of the bats that has been hot since the beginning, Jose Martinez, your guy. I know you love Jose. Steve's been a big fan of Jose since the beginning of last year. Any surprise to you what this guy's doing?
No surprises. I even in the minor leagues, that guy, all he was doing was raking. Their excuse, obviously, because that's what it is, their excuse is that he has no position. When we look around the whole major leagues, and there, if he doesn't have a position, the way he play outfield and the way he play first, even though it's not a great defensive guy, but the way that we look at in the major leagues right now, and there's a million guys out there that has way less skills than him on a defensive side, and he didn't have a chance. So it didn't surprise me the way he started. He's after it, man, and he's going to have a great year, man.
I'm assuming no surprise to you that your brother has started off well.
No surprise. I think he's always been the fiery guy. He's always been the 150% energy guy. So I bet you anything that dog always filled up from him. It gets so much from him that drives you out there. That drives you. That fire that you have inside your heart to play for a city. It helps out everybody. So I'm not surprised by Yadi at all.
Yeah, pretty swings. Quite a home run swing. Yesterday, it was almost golf-esque. I mean, he looked like he had his nine iron out as he hammered that ball up and out. Speaking of golf, I want to welcome into the show always been a friend of the show, but we're going to welcome in his wonderful golf course as one of our newest partners, Arlington Greens, located right in between Granite City and Collinsville. Most people have been familiar with it as it's a wonderful track that has done nothing over the years but just continually each year get better and better with the improvements by this gentleman I'm going to welcome in. He's a good friend to all. He loves Cardinal baseball, and I'm excited to hear what he thinks about the Cardinals. Let's welcome into the show the pro from Arlington Greens, Mark Marcuso. What's going on, pal?
Not much, guys. Really appreciate you having me on today.
Yeah, what'd you think of Yachty's 9-iron yesterday? That was a pretty good swing, wasn't it?
You know, he's playing like a 22-year-old guy. I love it. It's fun to watch, and you know, being a Cardinal fan my whole life, really excited. Cromie, this lineup looks great, and I agree with. I was listening to you guys. I think Martinez at first, and I really like Karp at second, and getting Jerko in there. So, I mean, I think the future is really, really good with these guys. I think they're going to have a great year.
Yeah, most people know you as a big sports fan, and like I said, you've done some amazing things with Arlington Greens down there. You get visited by some guys down there, I know. You've got some Blues players that really like the course in the offseason. Hopefully, their golf game gets put on hold as they make their playoff push. You've had some Cardinal players out there over the years that enjoy the track as well, I believe. Have you not?
Oh, no, yeah, no doubt. Ozzy comes out here, and, I've like you said, with hockey, I've had Preco come out quite a bit. And, we're blessed to get those guys to come over here and enjoy our golf course. It's going to be in great shape again. We're actually here at Arrowfine Greens today as soon as the snow melts off. So, yeah, it's always good to see the card guys come over here.
You know, I know you're a big fan of Yadi, and I know you've been following the show with Benji. This is your opportunity. You can go ahead and ask Benji anything on your mind about the Cardinals, and let him see if he can do his best to either calm your fears or assist you in your praise for where you think this Cardinal team's headed. So go ahead, take it away, Mark.
Well, good to talk with you, Benji. Big fan, and you know, with the change in the lineup, putting some bigger bats in there, I think by putting Karp at second and Jericho at third, I think that's a pretty good move.
I think it is. It all depends on how long reacts to it. I mean, obviously, I'm not talking about attitude or anything. I'm talking about how he reacts when he gets his chance to play. If Wong is doing his thing, right, stealing bases and getting on base and hitting 300 and doing his thing at second base, and then Jericho's struggling or for whatever reason, then we go and talk again. But for now, Jericho, he always had it for a good first half, man. So it's good to have him in the lineup along with Carp and all that. We need to get Pham going. We all saw what happened when Pham gets on base. I mean, this team is very exciting. I was never worried about the offense. I was never in one bit was worried about the offense. What worries me more is the bullpen situation. And now when I see more arms in games, these guys can pitch in the bullpen. It's all a matter of time of them getting ready and keep going, right? I think the starting rotation has to go past five innings. Not in the early going. That's what I want to make sure that people understand. In the early going, it's okay to go five. It's okay to go six because you're starting to get your feet wet, I guess. And this is the first game, and Weaver's first game, and Carlos' first game. But once the season starts going, second, third start, fourth start of the year, you got to throw more than five innings for sure for us to be able to win some games.
Yeah, I think Weaver looked really, really good yesterday. What really makes me excited is how bad we're going to beat the Cubs this year. We may be at least 10 games up by the end of the season. So pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. Love Cardinal baseball.
I love it, man. I'm with you. I'm with you right there, 150%. I'm with you.
Leave it. Yeah, we charge extra for people if they come out here with Cub hats on. So it's extra $5 in green fees if they have a Cub hat on. So it's really cool that people wear the Cardinal stuff out here.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Mark, before you leave us on that note, tell our listeners a little bit about Arlington Greens and what they can expect this year as the weather breaks. I know that you're going to have the course in great condition. You're pretty busy to begin with, but you do have some open tee times at some desirable points of the day. So tell our listeners a little bit about Arlington Greens before you go.
I think the biggest thing, Cromie, is that we have a new management company. It's called Star Golf Management. Spencer Teal in Arlington Greens, Rock Springs, and Rolling Hills. Two wonderful guys that are the owners, Vern Van Hoy and Bob Kane, guys that really are passionate for golf. And they're going to be able to let us continue on with the progress that we've made over the years. And keeping the rates the same now for the third year. So I'm pretty excited. I have a ton of events booked and a couple scrambles and you name it, we got something going on. So should be a wonderful year and hope to see a lot of folks out here.
Well, I know we all want to thank you here at Two Birds on a Bat, the Cardinals podcast, for your willingness to jump in and support the show. I want all our listeners to know that you've been a friend for a very long time, but you gave us a call and said, hey, I think I'd like to get the word out through your show. So we want to thank you for volunteering to come on and support the show. I know you're a big Cardinal fan. Anybody that hangs out there knows what a great human being you are, number one. You're a tremendous friend to everybody that comes out there. You do such a great job for all the charities, all the groups that come out to try to make money for their, whether it be for a baseball program, whether it be for a cancer society, whether it be for underprivileged kids or anything that's involved out there. If they come out there and you can help them, you do a great job of that. So we love being a part associated with you and being a part of what you do. And if there's ever anything we can do for you to promote, whether it be a tournament or anything, you just let us know and we'll be happy to do it, my friend.
How about, why wouldn't you want to be on a show with two future Hall of Famers, Jim Cromer and Benji Molina?
That's right. I love how you left Steve Flowers out. That's awesome.
How do you leave me out?
I love it.
I was just going to ask. I wanted to come out there and play golf, maybe with my wife and my family. I need to know when's a good time because, I'm straight down the middle, but, the kids get a little erratic every once in a while.
You know what? I have leagues, a lot of leagues in the evenings, but the best time really to come out here would be between 11 and 1. It's pretty slow. It slows down at that time. So But anytime you want to come out, you know, you can always get on here at Arlington Greens. We have ways of making that T-sheet open up.
Well, we want to thank you. I know you're going to provide us some golf passes to use for guests on the show. All the great stuff that we have coming up, especially with our Live from Patio segment. So, Mark, we appreciate everything that that you're doing for all of our friends that frequent the Arlington Greens down there, of course, and everything you want to do to help with two birds and a bat. So we look forward to talking to you again soon, my friend, and our listeners can look forward to hearing a lot more about Arlington Greens in the future.
Thanks a lot, guys, and best of luck, and I'll see you soon.
All right, that is Mark Marcuso from our newest partner, Arlington Greens. Make sure you guys give them an opportunity for your business when it comes to golfing. Again, he does such a great job down there. He's a fun dude, man.
Yeah, listen, if you haven't done a tournament,
if you haven't met Mark,
done a tournament down there with him, you're missing out. I mean, the course is an unbelievably great course. Allows you to score.
Yep.
We've been out there, about 150 times in the last couple of years, it seems like, tournaments.
I can't tell you the number of Cardinal games. I've just sat out there and had a beer after. You golf and then you sit out there at night and watch a game, sit around the clubhouse. It's a great atmosphere. Getting back to these Cardinals, Benji, I wanted to ask you your thoughts, as a guy that, obviously you started 13 major league seasons. That first game, you get charged with, you get charged up, you're facing a guy that's a tremendous pitcher, whether it be Noah Syndergaard. You got to come right back the next day with DeGrom. You can get buried in a real quick hurry. Obviously, the Cardinals start the season 0-2. Our friends on social media, the sky starts falling. We're already complaining about who's coming in the game where and managerial decisions, and this guy can't hit, and what are we doing with this guy? And I got to ask you a question. How long is it going to be before Benji Molina starts questioning anything? Like, what's a good amount of time before you look at something and say, okay, this has been going on long enough, now I'm concerned? Is it a month? Do you need 30 games before you can assess if something's a problem or if it's real or if it's a hiccup? I mean, is it 30 games, 40 games, 50 games? Do you even have one, or is it all by feel?
I think it's fair to say 3 weeks to a month, that's probably fair. You stay 3 weeks or two a month, and you're thinking about what's going on, how he's been moving the bullpen, how he's been doing stuff. You know what? Remember one day I told you guys, I think, that we were discussing this, how we cannot criticize the manager for the hitter not hitting or for the pitcher not having a good outing. That we cannot blame the manager for that. But one thing, if you want to do, and you want to blame a manager for whatever reason, you want to blame the manager, it's for the moves. You know, who he brings from the bullpen, who he puts in the lineup, how the lineup is, or things like that. Or when did they get the guy out instead of letting him get those two extra hits that he didn't need or whatever. But those are the things. So if he's doing that wrong, I get it. You know, you can just go ahead and drill the guy, whoever the manager is. But it's not fair to him to blame him for when a guy goes 0-4 and you have an outfield at that point in the first game, when you have an outfield going 0-12, it's hard to blame a manager, man. It's hard. So let's be fair here in both sides. I think if he deserves the criticism, just wait a little bit. Just wait a little bit, 3 weeks to a month, and we'll see how he's handling it. The guys will hit. The guys will be okay hitting. The part that really, really, gets me, like I want to get it better, is the bullpen. And with the arms I see, man, wow, how electrifying they look. Flaherty's going to be involved in anything and everything here coming in pretty soon. So I'm excited, man. I really am.
The bullpen for me is getting crowded. Josh, let's bring you in on this one here. I'm looking at this thing going, okay, they signed Greg Holland, which I all think, we feel is a positive. Okay. So, let's just say they bring Holland in here. And when he comes up, Holland gets the ninth. Okay. So now let's work backwards. If you would have to believe by the Cardinals' statements and by how they use guys, this last weekend, just to start the season, you'd have to believe that that 7th-8th combo is somewhere in the Tyler Lyons, Dominic Leone, right? You had to be impressed with Jordan Hicks. I mean, when you're throwing 100 down and in, it's one thing to throw 100 at the letters.
With sync.
100 down and in with sync? No wonder Yachty lobbied to get this guy on the team. If you're back there catching that and you're catching 100 down and in, I mean, it's rough. So let's start working backwards. Who's out? I mean, I think there's a couple names that make the most sense. Well, number one, Cecil goes on the DL, whatever. I think everybody knows how I feel about him. I could care less. I don't know what to make of this Luke Gregerson thing. Bud Norris, it's funny how Bud Norris goes unscathed and we want to kill him get rid of him, but he can go bye-bye. I don't care. Mike Myers, great story, but let's face it, there may not be any room at the end. You know, Josh, let's start with you. Who's out?
Well, I think Tui, he doesn't have any options left to go down. I think it's now going to be about the money. I think Gregerson's making – what, $15 million over the next 3 years? Well, the option on the three.
Yeah, I was going to say, year. Yeah, he's about $5 million a year or
so
whatever.
So 2 years for 11 is what I think I last saw it at. I think with this Holland signing that Gregerson doesn't quite make much more sense now.
Well, I don't know what to do with him. Listen, the enigmas on this whole thing are Norris and Gregerson. Steve-O?
Yep.
Right.
What do you – I mean – here's two guys making a combined total of $8 million this year. And I'm not sure what either one of them is going to do now, because you can't tell me Luke Gregerson is going to give you any better chance than Leone, Lyons, or Hicks. And obviously Holland. Wrong, right?
No, you're correct.
Yeah. BMO, am I missing something here?
Nope. No, you're not missing. The only thing that you might be missing is the money, like you said, Jimbo. I think the money is going to keep some guys in, but do you want to lose some guys? That's another thing. Do you want to lose your guy? Like, if you say Holland, then you got to say Leone, then you have to go. I mean, I'm good with the 8th and 9th right there. I can go with the 8th and 9th right there right now today, the Leone and Holland. Now, you have two innings less. Now you have a game that the manager has to manage. Three innings. Well, let's see. 9, 8, 7, 6. Two innings game. Obviously, when we have the lead, right? This is when we have the lead. You have to manage two innings because you already know the 8 and 9, who it is. So it should be easier for Mike Matheny right now to be thinking, okay, I have Lyons, I have Hicks, and then you start thinking whoever the heck, you know, whoever's there and whoever they want and whatever it is. But you have two innings to get through. If the guy goes 5, if the guy goes 6, you have 1. You see how simple it becomes for him? That's when you become a little you want to criticize him if he makes the wrong move, if he does this, because you only have two or one inning to manage. After that, he just throw him out there and he say, okay, buddy, that's your job. Let's go. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So they are in good shape. I like Norris. I've seen him pitch. I like why he – if you ask me about Norris or Gregerson, I'll keep Norris. The problem is they signed Gregerson for these bigger deals. He's not going anywhere. And then they signed they have Tui, too. I mean, you have Tui, you have Lyons, and you have Hicks for two innings? Come on, man. Don't you want to have that problem? I do. The problem is when those guys come back, the guys who make money, you know, Cecil has to pitch, they pay him. And then the Gregerson has to pitch, they pay him. So who's out? You know, Hicks might be going out because of the options if you don't want to lose anybody. It sounds crazy to think that he's going to be the guy out, but and Gregerson come in and Hicks out. I don't know, man, but it's going to be crazy. But I think that's the move that's going to happen.
I mean, I got to be honest with everybody involved here. I mean, I don't think I want to be anywhere around social media the day Jordan Hicks goes down to Memphis. Do you?
Oh, I'm with you there.
I mean, and again, it's going to be a business decision because there's no room at the end.
Down,
We haven't even talked about Alex Reyes. They've delayed this 2 months, which is fine.
Yeah, they put him on the 60.
Which makes sense. Right. Listen, people are going to lose their – but I'm just telling you, it makes the most sense. It
it's
really
either
does.
Hicks, it's either Hicks going down or losing Tui.
Well, and now – and we're way past – and we're way past knowing that Myers is out. I mean, he'll go down.
Yeah, Myers is
Myers
down.
Is logically out.
Right. That's your easy one.
Well, because of the options, right?
Yeah, that's your easy one.
Well, hey, let's not forget Wainwright.
Well,
Wainwright, I mean, what if Flaherty goes 2-0 and doesn't give up a run?
Same thing. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter what happens. I mean, Wainwright's going
to
pitch.
Matters to the social media, though.
Yeah, oh, no, it does. You're right about that.
Yeah.
It does matter.
Yeah.
It's not going to change anything, but let's talk a little bit about today's game before we get out of here. You know, we want to take a look at, you know, we've talked a little bit about the construction of the bullpen from our friends at innovativecompanies.com, Randy and Stephanie Green, of course. Make sure you check them out. You know, let's talk heating and cooling, the heating and cooling arm at innovativecompanies.com, hot and cold. You look through that lineup, you can kind of see some guys that are hot and cold. I tell you what, if you're on the cold end of that hitting coming out of that first weekend series where it was, I'm sure the conditions weren't the greatest in New York, you go from hot to cold there. But, boy, if you're a hitter, there's no better place to get right than Milwaukee. I mean, this place is a bam box. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we haven't talked about your old friend.
Which friend?
Grichuk.
Oh my goodness,
man! But I told you, man. He's gonna have so much fun out there. But the fans should never compare playing over there to here. That's all.
Yeah,
I would just have fun with it.
I can think of so many people that would probably love to play in some of these places. It's funny. I talked a little bit about when Albert signed with Anaheim. I'm like, you know, some of these guys when they go sign with, you know, it. I tell you
that's
who made
30 or 40 home runs left.
Oh, I right know.
There, just by signing.
On the flip side, Stanton knew what he was doing when he pushed himself to the Yankees. Jiminy Christmas. He might hit 70 home runs this year.
That's like 50 more homers in his career if he finishes his career there.
I would
even
assume.
More.
Yeah, it could be more. Benji, before we get out of here today, as again we're three games into this, we got the Cardinals starting here a day game in Milwaukee soon. Just was there anything you saw this weekend that either gives you cause for concern or things that you liked or just your quick assessment of really, let's face it, three games. You're just your quick assessment.
Yeah, no, I think we were out pitched in the first couple games. We had a chance in the first game. That other guy, Mandy Grum, holy Moses. I mean, he can pitch. Those two guys for the Mets, 1-2 punch. Remember we were saying 1-2 punch?
Yeah.
We need a guy like that, you know, to help out. So we need, first of all, we need Carlos to pitch like a 1, right? Of course. And then we need a 2 that's, you know, one of these kids like that. So anyways, my positive things on the all three games is that the offense woke up a little better in the last game. My positive too is the bullpen. These young kids can throw the ball, man. These young kids can pitch, and Lyons is there, and Tui and stuff. I mean, they'll be all right. This is only the first three days. Now the starting rotation, they need a pitch. Obviously, three games again. Like I said, Carlos' first game wasn't very impressive, even though he only gave up what 2 end runs, I think. So I think Waka needs to step it up. And I think obviously we're going to see what happens today with Mikolas. Everybody's so excited to see what he can bring, right? So this is the day. So I'm very, very excited, very positive for what I'm seeing. The bullpen is turning my page. I didn't like the bullpen at the beginning, but with Gregerson, Sissel, I love Sheriff, by the way. We didn't talk about him, but I love that kid. And Yadi loved the guy. Yadi loved Sheriff. I mean, he can pitch. He's a very he has some pelotas. He has some baseballs, man. He can pitch. And bullpen's turning my page, man. I mean, Hicks there, Tui getting better, Lyons shutting down. I mean, come on, man. You can't go wrong with that. So I really am. I'm really excited to see what we can do as a coming up, you know, with the Milwaukee Brewers being so tough, you know, going home and facing Arizona, which they can play too, and they can pitch. So this will be a good test.
Steve-O, your thoughts, the initial thoughts from the weekend?
Well, I like to have fun with it and ride the emotional roller coaster. That's always the best. But at the end of the day, the old cliche, it's a long season, pertains. So, I mean, you got to find out what you have. You got to get into where the weather breaks, where these guys get into a little bit of a groove. They get used to playing every day. I mean, we're still – I think before you can – make any assessment on your team, I think you're a minimum of 4 weeks, a minimum, and then you start to assess. But that being said, you know, you lose a game in early April, it might cost you a playoff spot too.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm not saying puzzles me or makes me upset, but that's the cry you're hearing now more than anything is people are giving it the, oh, well, now we're this, all these games matter. Well, yeah, we know they matter. Who said they didn't matter? That isn't that they don't matter. My personal opinion, though, and where I go with all this, is what you're looking at here, and you got to be realistic, is it is truly only, I mean, it hasn't been that many games. It's been 3 games. Okay? I mean, So if they win the next 3, or are they going to the World Series? I mean, it's 3 games. I mean, I don't know. I mean, trying to decide roles and letting guys win jobs and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I guess, you know, that's just all out the window, and it's the world's crashing down around us. Josh, your thoughts on the weekend?
Well, actually, I think the Mets, the veteran presence, I think they just made our pitchers pitch, and we didn't throw enough strikes as starters. I think the highest was Carlos Martinez at 60% strikes thrown, and then – you got Weaver down there at 54%. It's just a lot of pitches early in the game for our starters. We're going to have to need them to go at least 6 or 7. But, yeah, overall, I mean, Fowler needs to get going. He tweeted this morning at like 7 o'clock saying, I will get a hit a million times in a tweet. So I hope that happens right off the bat. Maybe a little first pitch bomb to right field in Milwaukee today.
That would be nice to get him going. Yeah, I'll finish up here by saying, you know, again, I've said it 5 times already on the show. It's 3 games. I don't overreact to 3 games. I don't underreact to 3 games. You know, yeah, I the first win's always nice. Would I like to be 3-0? Who doesn't want to be 3-0? You're 1-2. You head into Milwaukee, you know. I think I'm looking forward to this series, as you know, you really can't do anything about yesterday. The truth of the matter is, you know, the Lizard King's on the hill today. I think everybody's really curious to see what happens here. Excited to see Flaherty pitch. Again, I'm excited to see Carlos Martinez come back after an erratic outing to see if he has, you know, has the balls, so to speak, as Benji mentioned. Come out and show everybody what you're really made of and show us the pitcher that we know that you are. I'm tired of all the talk about what is it? Is it this? Is it that? Screw all that, man. Just come out and dominate on the mound like we know he can. As far as the hitting goes, I'm gonna need a month before I anoint anybody good, bad, indifferent, a problem here, a problem there. I'm gonna need a month just to assess. And again, I don't fault the manager for moving guys around or doing this or doing that and trying to find matches at work. I just don't see any sense in it being the same old argument all the time of people not understanding why Carpenter's going to play. He is going to play, guys, okay? It's not a shot at Colton Wong that Matt Carpenter is going to play. He's the proven player. You cannot like him, and you can say, I don't like him, and I don't want him to play, but you're just beating your head against a wall because it's just not going to happen. I mean, the guy's going to play.
His the over. Battle the battle is not it's not – Carpenter or anything. The battle is Wong and Jericho.
Yes.
Sharp is going to play somewhere. He's going to play third or second. That's it. He will play every single day. He will play every single day. The battle is who do you play, Jericho or you play Wong? Those are the two that you know, those are the two that have to battle there.
Well, again, I'm excited to see what we have in Milwaukee. I want to see where this thing goes. And again, you know, just a quick hit today, because, you know, I think our message today is, guys, it's been three games. I mean, you know, we can overanalyze three games to death, or we can have some takeaways from it, see what happens with the next schedule, and go from there. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Of course, I want to thank Benji Molina, as always, for joining us on the M4byYachty.com hotline. Special thanks to Josh Potter for joining the show and covering us as we move forward. Now all of our friends at Art City Media. Of course, my co-host Steve Flowers. InnovativeCompanies.com, our partner. Thank you so much for all you do. Construction team, heating and cooling, and, of course, the electric side. Our good friends Randy and Stephanie Green over there. The message there is, get them involved early in the process. Save money, time, and energy. Let them handle it for you. Again, that's InnovativeCompanies.com. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, and more importantly, a man of his word. They handle residential, commercial, and industrial. Make sure you give them an opportunity for your business. Welcoming them into the fold, of course, is Patio's, as we come to you from the Patio Studios. Looking forward to meeting everybody out this Saturday at 11 o'clock. Patio's, before game time, Benji Molina will be in town and be with us, of course. Looking forward to the fan interaction that day. Looking forward to the great prizes that we'll have for giveaways. I know fans will be curious to see what our good friend BMO comes up with from Yachty to give away that day. Of course, you'll be able to have the giveaways for the green seats provided by our good friends at lineupmedia.fm and Yo Radio. So show up, get registered. We'll be taking care of the registrations that day. Make sure you like us on social media. You guys are going to want to be a part of that. Find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. Our big ask, though, is Facebook. Go to Two Birds on a Bat. Like our Facebook page. Click Invite Your Friends. Invite all of your friends to like our Facebook page. We'd greatly appreciate it. Find us on Instagram as well to learn more about the show and everything we have going on. That's Two Birds on a Bat Show. One last thank you, of course, to Mark Marcuso and Arlington Greens for joining in on the fun. Loved having him on as a guest today. Again, if you have never had the opportunity to meet Mark Marcuso down at Arlington Greens, he is a tremendous human being, does a great job with the golf course. Again, he's a friend to everybody. Once you walk in the door there, you're a friend for life. Thank you, Mark Marcuso, and everybody down at Arlington Greens. All of our social media partners, thank you so much. It starts with our good friend Nate McHenry. We're getting ready to switch over to the Rally Squirrel Report, where we do our premium show. You, too, can be a member of the Rally Squirrel Club. Actually, they're running a free special right now, so go over there and check them out, rallysquirrel.com. Check out their Facebook page as well. Again, thank you so much, Nate McHenry, for asking us to be a part of it. Mick Light with Arch City Media, thank you so much for everything you do for the show and for allowing us to be a part of what Arch City Media is doing as well. Cardinal Freak, our good friend Chris Lawless, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, thank you for everything you do. Really enjoy being a part of what you guys have going on there as well. Everything else, TL Sports, St. Louis Cardinals Fans Unite, Team of Rivals Podcast, I love you guys, I think what you're doing is great. All the great guys out there that are doing tremendous things for Cardinal baseball, we love being a part of it. Again, our producers, Brian Kroc, Andrew Allen, thank you for all you do. For Steve Flowers, for Benji Moline on the M4byYachty.com hotline, we leave you with a Let's Go Birds!
Go Birds!
Go Birds! Go Birds.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.